Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the February WASDE report, the only change to the U.S. crop was a 1 cent drop in the 2019 average farm price to 62 cents per pound. The U.S. crop is still projected to reach 20.1 million bales with exports of 16.5 million. Despite the continued U.S.-China trade disruptions, U.S. export sales have been relatively strong for the 2019 crop year, particularly to markets such as Vietnam, Pakistan, and Turkey. Sales reached the highest level in the marketing year during the week ending January 23rd. Weekly shipments reached a marketing year high of 437,000 bales during the week ending January 30th. As of January 30th, total commitments reached 13.7 million, while 5.8 million bales have been shipped. So shipments will need to remain very strong for the remainder of the marketing year to reach 16.5 million in exports. The U.S. also continues to face strong export competition from Brazil.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
However, the spread of the coronavirus in the last few weeks has created a new round of challenges, including trade and manufacturing disruptions, which could delay Chinese imports, particularly increased purchases in the near term as part of the Phase 1 trade agreement. As a result of the coronavirus outbreak, USDA lowered China's 2019 consumption estimate by 1 million bales to 37.5 million. USDA also lowered Vietnam's 2019 consumption estimate, but increased consumption in Pakistan.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Higher production and lower consumption results in a 2.5 million bale increase in world ending stocks. A record level of stocks outside of China, increased export competition from Brazil, and low man-made fiber prices will have a bearish influence on cotton prices this year. However, a quick containment of the coronavirus and a successful implementation of the Phase 1 trade agreement would provide some price support.